This is Empowered Podcast, a podcast for interviews, discussions, and most of the time, chill and candid conversations with insightful thought leaders, inspiring educators, and courageous change makers who help transform, elevate, and celebrate teachers around the globe. Let's get empowered. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. This is actually episode number 100 on Empowered Podcast, and we're very much happy. I am very much happy personally that you are here always with us, and thank you. Our last episode is actually one of the top 100 episodes in the Philippines in terms of at least in the podcast chart of Apple Podcast. And yeah, we will continue with our discussion. There's a lot to talk about with ChatGPT and other online tools. And there are a lot of areas or topics to be discussed. And right now, I am very interested to talk about how, or is it possible that ChatGPT or, you know, other AI tools that would come after it, or what we have right now, could actually kill homework, or maybe what we call as the take-home requirements that we're asking from from our students or learners. And this is not an original, you know, topic. It is a topic that I love to talk about. Actually, I speak about homework in a lot of my podcasts and talks. And there is this discussion always about homework and how it's not actually helping students, and that homework is not actually that helpful to so many students. And if you look on at research that actually backs up the idea that maybe the homework is not actually making a positive impact on the learnings of the students, that sometimes homework is not at all helpful. Instead, it takes so much time from the students, especially because we want the students to go home, have a rest, and really enjoy the life of being a kid, of being a young person. And because of this, will AI like ChatGPT, will they be the nail to the coffin? I don't really know. Will they be eventually killing our idea of homework? Or maybe the take-home requirement, especially because ChatGPT is a very powerful tool. So with that in mind, let's have a very short discussion about this area, this topic. I really want to focus on first why we give homework. Like I mentioned a while ago, homework, there are a lot of studies that talks about homework. And when I was giving a talk about this, I usually give a talk about homework, especially in line with the emergence of technology in the classroom, online learning, ideas such as flipped learning or blended learning. And we asked the question of the essence of homework. Is homework really essential? Is it making a difference? Or is it only serving some segments of our students, or maybe a group of our students? And a lot of research studies actually points out to homework not having a very good impact, a positive impact on students, especially with those especially on students or who are having a hard time in class. It's basically this: why are we expecting students to understand the lesson that they did not understand in the classroom, where a teacher is in front of them physically teaching them about that knowledge or skill? So in a way, are we expecting that tons of worksheets, the tons of homework, books to read or videos to watch or worksheets to answer, are we expecting these tools, these learning resources, to be better than the personal teaching of a teacher in front of you? Because there is this recognition that because we give homework so that students can better understand what they are studying in the classroom. I mean, I get the point. Personally, I love doing homework, but that's me because I love to study. I have nothing to do at home. However, on the question of students who are not performing well, students who are struggling or maybe having a hard time understanding a knowledge or skill in the classroom, will homework really give them that opportunity to be better, to understand it finally. It's a very difficult thing to understand, especially because it recognizes the fact that, number one, students should be able to do homework independently. We are actually assuming, number one, we are assuming that students can do their work independently at home. And we know that agency or independence is actually dependent on the maturity or the preparedness, the level of preparedness of the student. So assuming that you're giving a homework to a younger student, that level of independence or agency is lesser or maybe not seen at all. So there's this assumption that students can actually learn on their own. Second, there are teachers or schools assuming that parents are always there to help their kids study. And this is a big assumption, because this assumption rests on the idea that students have actually parents. They always have parents at home. But reality tells us that there are also parents who come home late at night, or maybe they're not there to help their kids because they're busy at their work. I mean, we can throw ideas or questions or comments such as, you know, their parents, they should be at home, they should be helping their kids or whatever. But reality is not like that. There are parents, there are families who have to make sure that they provide for their kids. So they have to do different work. I personally, I'm not a parent. I am not a parent, but I do after school job. As a teacher, I finish my school hours, and then after that, I do jobs outside. I go home around 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. I'm not a married person. I'm a single person. But that kind of lifestyle actually works for me. In comparison, what if we have parents who have to do, you know, more than one job, and they're not ready to go home yet? And we're not telling that maybe they're abandoning their kids at home alone. Maybe they have older siblings or whatever. But are we assuming that these older siblings, or maybe whoever the guardian is at home, they're also capable of teaching these kids at home with homework, right? So that's another assumption. Another assumption is that, you know, we're assuming that kids do not do anything after school, right? Are we assuming that when they go home, they have nothing to do, instead they sit down, do tons of homework? I mean, teachers, we teachers complain, we don't want to bring home work. Kids need to rest. Kids need to play. The young people need to rest. There's a lot of academic rigor happening. They need to rest. Their brains need to rest. And of course, because their brain needs to rest, they have to have certain outlet, like play, you know, enjoy their family time. Family time matters, right? So when we give homework, especially tons of homework, we are neglecting a lot of things. Family time, kids need to rest. Some of you will argue and say, but homework's very important. It gives them additional time to maybe learn, or maybe, you know, acquire, make their learning deeper. I'd say, why not do that in school? Why not do that in school, in the classroom, in front of the teacher? Because I, for one, would say, if you want to deepen learning, then you might want to go back in the classroom and see how the teacher is deepening the classroom. I mean the learning. A person, a student who knows 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, that knowledge will not go even deeper. Give them worksheets, tons. You know, two oranges plus two oranges equal to four oranges, that idea, it's still the same. It will not change. So the question of deepening the learning by giving a lot of homework is a big, big question in my mind. Because once a student learns something and actually correct learning, I'm not quite sure how much that would change or that would deepen when you go at home. Some of us would argue, deepening means maybe giving them the opportunity to apply it in different contexts, like different problems, like in math, for example, different situations. Why not do that in school? Why not do that in school? Because if you do that in school, the teacher is there, the teacher is ready to give feedback. What if the student commits something like a mistake? when they're answering that homework? Who gives feedback? Or maybe we are just opening that space, that door towards misconceptions, because no one's checking on them. No one's going to check on their answer, especially because here's the problem. Teachers give a lot of homework. Teachers give a lot of homework, but when students come back to the classroom with their homework, we don't check them or we don't even remember them. So there's that. There are a lot of things to be talked about homework, but homework is not really the main point here, although I've talked about homework here. Now, the big question is, ChatGPT is able to give answers, to give ideas to our students. Will this actually kill homework? And really say what? Homework doesn't really mean anymore to our students because anyone could really answer it. And because ChatGPT is there, it's just a click away, then maybe it's possible that our students will just be submitting generated answers from ChatGPT. I mean, ChatGPT does not promise correctness. At some point, they do promise, the company behind it. It's very untrustworthy, but the answers are very convincing. They're not always correct, but the answers or the generated responses are very convincing, right? So will this really also, we know that a lot of us teachers or maybe professors in higher ed, we give them take-home requirements, essays, for example, to be accomplished at home. Will this actually stop us from giving students take-home requirements, right? And if this is going to stop us, how will this ChatGPT change or modify or maybe transform the landscape of assessments, of requirements? How are we going to address this? Right now, if you look at it, there are AI tools that checks on answers being on papers being submitted by students if they were AI generated, but that does not answer the main question really, right? Take home requirements, homework, are they really helpful? Is the home really the place, the appropriate place for our students to do this? I always believe that learning should be happening in the classroom, but I also believe that learning can happen anywhere. So if learning can happen anywhere, how do we now reconcile that idea that ChatGPT and other AI tools could actually help our students submit or maybe enable them to submit or misrepresent some of their works? A lot of questions here, but I'm also driven by the hope that at some point, because AI is here, maybe we could rethink what kind of homework should we be giving? Or maybe should we be giving homework? Regardless of the answer to that, because some research actually say that homework, regulated homework, which means that you don't give tons of homework, and you actually, there's actually purpose behind homework, that actually helps also. And homework, there's also a research that says homework should not be given to everyone. Maybe homework is optional, and those who answer homework are those who really need it, right? It makes sense at some point because for me, if I've already learned the lesson in class, what's the point of, you know, answering a homework, right? I'd rather spend it with my parents, with my siblings, my time to do the homework. But when we look at these different studies, there's always a point. The point is when we do something with purpose, when we design learning with purpose, with good, with the proper intention, if we assign homework or take-home exam with meaning, with purpose, it actually makes a difference in our students. Another point, take-home requirement. Will this be the end of take-home requirement? There's no answer to it personally. I don't have any answer to this personally. But I am, this question takes me back to my experience in college, in the university. My undergrad degree is actually philosophy. You know, we do a lot of readings, we submit a lot of paper. But when I never personally and my friends, we have access to different, websites like SparkNotes or whatever, those websites that Wikipedia, for example, and other, philosophical sites that give us summaries of what we need to learn. But we've never really misrepresented our work, and submitted things that we didn't really work on. We had professors who have that we have that we have professors who actually allowed us with open notebook, open Google, open laptop kind of exam. And yet, even if it's open notebook, open book, open Google or whatever, we've never dared to really submit papers or exams that are not that were not written by us. You know why? Because the questions that our professors actually asked us during those exams are actually not Googleable. I don't know if that would translate right now. It's not G chat GPT-able. I don't know what's the term. But maybe that's a big reflection for us teachers, that students can actually consult Google, ChatGPT. They may see them as sources of prior knowledge or information. But when we modify, when we transform the way we do assessments, the way we do take-home requirements, maybe we can actually go beyond ChatGPT and say, hey, ChatGPT is there, they are able to access it, but I'm pretty sure that my students will be able to give me original works. Maybe it takes a lot of effort on our part as teachers to change our ways. Maybe it's also about us teachers letting go of traditional assessments. Maybe this is a time for us to transform the way we do authentic assessments and to finally focus on performance-based assessments or authentic assessments. Maybe this is also the time for us to ask questions that matter, questions that our students will answer because it will draw from their experiences, not just from Google, from ChatGPT, but it will require students to give genuine answers because it matters to them. Maybe this is also the opportunity for us to rethink about homework. We've been saying that for the longest time. Let's rethink homework. Let's rethink homework. ChatGPT is accelerating that discussion. And I hope we open spaces for discussion on the importance of homework. Or maybe also, or probably, or definitely, we open spaces to discuss assessments. In the end, it all boils down to us teachers. In the end, we do the hard work. We do the hard lifting of everything. So how open are we? How open are we, especially that these tools, ChatGPT, are just clicks away from our students? Let me know your thoughts. This is a very interesting conversation. You may agree, disagree with my thoughts here, but I love that we are already discussing about the importance of homework. Or maybe how we can transform or reimagine the way we assess student learning. And this is the first step. So there, thank you for being in my podcast, listening to my podcast. It sounded some it's it may have sounded like a rant podcast. I hope it's not. But there are a lot of questions. I might be wrong with some of my thoughts, but please do let me know. And thank you for being here. I'll see you on the next episode. This is our 100th episode. So if you are here on this 100th episode, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.